Let's look at a scenario involving culture to practice cultural competence with the individuals you support and your staff.
Katsumi is an individual who receives ILS services from your company. She is Japanese and her family raised her in traditional Japanese culture. Katsumi has spent her life recognizing that the value of the common greater good is more important than her own needs. Many times, she would not express or convey her wants, thoughts, and opinions so not to cause anyone she considered superior to lose face. Due to this upbringing, she rarely voices her wants and needs and will defer to whatever her family or her staff tell her to do. She expressed that she really enjoys doing quiet things like reading, cross-stitching, going for walks, and watching birds. Her staff, Sylvia, is a wonderful person and is very enthusiastic, fun, caring, and meets Katsumi on her level that optimizes how much she has learned. However, Katsumi feels overshadowed and not heard. Sylvia doesn't take the time to really listen to her. Sylvia is always on the go and engages in Katsumi in her high-energy social activities that drain Katsumi emotionally. Katsumi hasn't said anything to Sylvia since she doesn't want her to feel humiliated, embarrassed, or angry with her. You approach Sylvia and ask her to describe her relationship with Katsumi. She describes it as, "Great! She's a quiet, gentle woman who loves to live, laugh, and have fun. We have an awesome time together. I really like working with her. We really get along beautifully. What do you do next?"